Hey girlies, welcome back to the pod. It's take two, because apparently my mic wasn't plugged in. Am I pissed? Slightly. Yes I am. Okay, there are 10 minutes in. At least I didn't wait to the end of the episode, but starting again. Part two. Hello, how are you? I hope you're having an amazing day. Happy Monday. Happy any other time during the week. You rock. Okay, this week we're talking about boys, answering your questions about dating, how to ask a guy out, flirting, how to tell if he likes you, how to deal with a breakup, whatever. We're talking about everything. Anything and everything boy-related, or I guess girl-related, whatever. Also, just like, all to preface this episode, anything I say could work, like, if you like girls, okay? I'm just saying boys, because that is my preference, and it's easier to say boys than boys or girls. But just, you know, anything I say, it can relate to anybody, okay? It's just, like, advice in general. So, take it as you will. You don't have to be someone straight listening to this. You can be gay, you can be bi, you can be whatever. And yeah, I just want to say that because I don't want people to come out and attack me. Because yes, I know, not everyone likes boys. Okay, now that that's out of the way, let's just start out with the best and worst of the week. So, the best of the week was that the new Okatar book came out, which was super exciting, called A Court of Silver Flames with Nessa and Cassian. Okay, spicy, kind of obsessed with it. I started it a few days ago, maybe 2 days ago, I think, and I kept seeing it all over TikTok, and everyone was talking about it, and I had friends who were reading it, and they were talking about it. And I was actually in the middle of another book. It was the second Six of Crows book called Crooked Kingdom. I think it's the author is like Lee Bardaco. That is definitely not her last name, but whatever. And that book just isn't spicy, okay? And I just was getting so bored. I was like on page 200. I was meh. It's not vibing with it. And then I got on TikTok and people kept talking about it. And I was like, yes, reading that. So I bought it for $13 on my Kindle. Why is a book $13 on Kindle? Probably because it came out like 2 days ago. But anyway, best purchase. So happy with it. Also, if you don't know what Okatar is, it stands for A Court of Thorns and Roses, a series by Sarah J. Maas. And it's like, there's a lot of conflict, I guess, over the series and over the author and just like discussion about it. But I really like it, and so we've been reading that. I haven't really been doing much because I've been so obsessed with it. I literally had to force myself to sit down to record this episode because I didn't want to put it down. I haven't been really doing anything for 3 days because I've been trying to read it. It's like one of those books you get so obsessed with it that you get transported there, you know? It's just really good. And Smut is really good. Speaking of Smut, I'm really gonna call myself out over here, but I've been reading a lot of Wattpad this week, okay? Yeah, whatever, it's fine. So, I've never really been that person who, I guess, likes fanfics. I think it's kind of weird. I don't really want to hear about, like, Harry Potter and, like, Draco. I can't do it, you know? So I read a few of those, like about Harry Potter and mostly Draco, you know, because my friend's really obsessed with it. But, so I got Wattpad, like, a while ago, but I've never really used it. I just kind of had it on my phone. Then I got bored one night. I was hating the book I was reading. This was before the new Okatar book. And so I was like, sure, whatever. So I got on it. I think I read, like, 4-5 stories this week, maybe? I don't know, like in 2 days. They're like really addicting. Let me just read some of the titles. I'm not gonna read all of them because some of them, I don't know if I'm allowed to. This one's called My Brother's Roommate. Wonder what that's about. Mafia's Property. Also, tell me why all the stories on Wattpad are like so sexist. They're, like, all male-dominating, sexist, like, things. Whatever. Kind of hate that. But then we have The Book Club, That one was spicy. I liked that one. That one was cute. One that was super bad that I was just like, what the fuck is going on? It's called Untouched. Don't read that. It was very weird. I did not know what was going on. But anyway, so I've been kind of obsessed with that. So yeah, I don't really know what to say about that. Just calling myself out over here. But someone commented on one of my TikToks asking for my Wattpad username. And just like, I saw that and I was thinking, you know, I could respond. I could. Or I could also pretend that I didn't see that. So that's what I did. Because honestly, I would just be calling myself out so much and it's truly so embarrassing. Like what I read on there, it's so bad. So bad. I'm not gonna say what it is. But I mean, you can add me on like Goodreads or something. Sure, add me on Goodreads. You have my Wattpad? No, ma'am, you cannot. It's a little personal for me. I don't know if I can do that. But moving on to the worst of the week, because I'm sure none of you guys want to hear me talk about smut for like 45 minutes straight. So we're not going to do that. But this week, it's just like an overall vibe, the overall feeling hasn't been the best. I've been really tired, which could be due to me staying up really late reading on Wattpad and reading the new Okatar book. You know, I'm not going to say that because, you know, who knows? And could not be that. LOL. So just been tired and I've been really feeling unmotivated about social media. I think this might be due to me, like, not feeling the best this week related just to my skin because my face has been breaking out a lot this week. I think it's because I went to Miami the other week and I had to use a lot of sunscreen, so it made my face break out. But also, probably because, like, the past 2 days, the only thing I've eaten for breakfast was, like, chocolate, and I had, like, cheesecake. I've not been eating very healthy, so that always breaks me out. And also, I've been taking my medicine regularly for my skin. So, you know, all those things piled up. Who's surprised that my skin is breaking out? No one, right? So, I've just been feeling unmotivated to post on social media. Actually, a few days ago, I did post something, and then I immediately took it down. So, I was like, this is so disgusting. Like, I can't even look at myself. It's so gross. It's not like I'm someone who, like, hates myself. No. I was just, like, not feeling it. I was not vibing. It was not a good day. So I didn't really post on Instagram all week. I posted on TikTok, like, a lot, because, like, TikTok, who gives a fuck, right? Honestly, I don't care about TikTok, like, at all. I just do it for fun because I actually like TikTok. I think it's less stressful than Instagram. Instagram, I feel like people judge more, and then TikTok's more relaxed, it's more chill. So, I haven't really been feeling burnt out with TikTok, which is good. And then Instagram, just haven't been feeling it. I've been trying to be on social media less this week just because I don't think it makes me feel so good about myself. Just about life in general. It kind of puts me in a shitty mood. Also, moving on to the quote of the week. Sorry to disappoint, but I do not have a quote this week, so I will just leave some words of wisdom. That being, men ain't shit, okay? Carmen. From Carmen. That's the quote. That's it. I don't think I have to explain that, but yeah, men ain't shit, there's your quote. I'll have a good quote next week though, so get excited for that. And don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. You already know, we say this 2 times in every episode, so make sure you go do it. And yeah, you can do it while you're listening, you don't even need to pause the episode or exit, just go and do it. And before we get into the episode, I'm going to take a quick water break and then I'll be right back. And I'm back! Hey guys, so I just took a break, had some chocolate-covered raisinets, my absolute fave. How do I ask a boy out / get their number? So we'll do that asking out. And again, girl, boy, same thing, I'm just saying boy, because you know what I mean. So, I would say, well, just to start off, you definitely can ask a guy out. I know there's like a stigma around it, but you definitely can, okay? You don't have to wait for him to ask you out. Just go and do it. Yes, it's a little scary, but I mean, you got it, okay? And I just want to also say that asking anyone out will probably be a little bit awkward for you and the other person, whether you're asking them out or they're asking you out. It's just a thing, okay? It's just a little awkward. It's a little uncomfortable, so it'll be fine. My biggest piece of advice for asking someone out, okay? And this is in all caps. Very, very, very important. Do not ask a guy out over text or over Snapchat, okay? They need to see your face. You need to be face-to-face, whether you're in person, seeing them at school, going to a restaurant, just hanging out at their house, I don't know, or on FaceTime, okay? You need to see their face. This isn't something you do over text. Same with, like, breakups, okay? Don't break up with someone over text. Don't do that. Have I done that? Maybe. Do I regret it? Yeah, okay, I feel like a bitch. So don't do that. Don't be like me. It happened once. My other one was that. Breakups are kind of funny. Ooh, buddy. Maybe when I talk about breakups, I'll talk about some of mine. They're like, looking back, it's really funny. So asking a boy out, ask him in person. When you ask him out, just be like, hey, I really like you. We've been talking a lot. Do you want to go out? And they'll be like, yes, of course. Or maybe, no, I only see you like a friend. And if you get rejected, who cares? Boys get rejected all the time. It's not a big deal. Move on to the next dude. If he doesn't want you now, he probably won't want you later, so there's no point in, like, waiting around. Just say, that's my philosophy, though. You do you. And also, when you ask someone out, make sure you actually have a plan of what you're going to do. Don't ask someone out and just not know what you're going to do. Because, I mean, if you're asking someone out, you're initiating it, so have a plan. Like, hey, do you want to go out? We could go and have a picnic at the park. Hey, do you want to go out? We can go for a hike. Hey, do you want to go out? There's this new restaurant downtown that we could check out. Whatever. Also, I feel like first date, you shouldn't go on a movie. I feel like so many people do that. But it's your first date. Go somewhere where you can talk, but also like somewhere where you can escape. Park is fun. Restaurant is fun. Just walking around downtown. I don't know, but movies, no go. Maybe like after the first date, but I feel like on the first date, you should actually like talk to the person, not just sit awkwardly at a movie theater, you know, it just kind of ruins the vibe. And it's like really boring. I mean, if someone asks me out, I want to do something fun, something exciting. So then if someone asks about our first date, I'll have a cool story and I won't just be like, yeah, we went and saw like Moana or some shit, okay? Like, sure, Moana is great. Do I want to watch it with the first date on a, with a really cute guy? No. No. Maybe I'd watch, like, The Little Mermaid or High School Musical 2. Not the other ones. The other ones are shit. High School Musical 2? Yeah. Sure. Maybe. Would I rather go do something fun? Like, a picnic? Yes. Yes, I would. Okay. Hammock date? Yes, ma'am. That sounds fun. I'll do that. So, yeah. Do something fun. Do something exciting. Don't be so boring. Do something you like or that you know that they might like. It doesn't have to be so basic. And to get the number, just ask. If you think maybe you don't like being so forward, you could say, like, hey, can I have your number? I don't check Snapchat as much, if you're like talking to them on Snapchat. I don't check Snapchat as much and I look at text more often. Or like maybe you have a class together and you're at school and you're like, hey, can I have your number so we can text when we work on the project or I can ask you a question about homework. Whatever. You can be smooth or you can just straight up be like, hey, can I have your number? And be like, yeah, sure, or no, fuck off. Whatever. It could go either way. It could go either way. But I'm sure no one would say that because that, it's not rude. It's just some people don't want to share their number, which I mean makes sense. I have done that maybe a few times. And okay, so those were the first two questions that I just kind of grouped together. But the next one is, how do you know if a guy likes you? Very good question. So I feel like, of course, it depends on the guy. But I think most guys, when they like you, are pretty obvious. or at least when they like you like a good amount, they'll reach out. They'll text you first. They'll call you first. They'll want to hang out with you if you see them at school or like in person. Then they'll probably be like touching you, not like in a weird way, just like touching your arm, your back, your hand, whatever. I don't know. You know what I mean? Not like sex shit. Just like friendly touching. Sounds so bad. Why do I make it this way? Or yeah, they're asking you how your day was. They're asking questions about you. They're not giving you one word answers. They're actually trying to get to know you. I mean, I'd say it's pretty obvious. And if a guy doesn't like you, you can tell, okay? If you have to be the one who's putting in all the effort and you're always the one who's calling first, you're always the one texting first, you're always asking about his day and he just says fine, doesn't ask about your day, no, he doesn't like you, okay? And some people will straight up just say, like, hey, I like you. But other people don't. But I think for most of the time you can tell, maybe if they get really shy around you. Again, it depends on their personality, but I think most people are pretty obvious about it. But yeah. Next question is, how to get a guy to leave you alone? Great, great question. Great advice. So I guess we'll do like social media texts and then like actually seeing them physically to leave you alone. So I'll just use Snapchat as an example because that's easy, but this can go for other social medias or text. But if a guy won't leave you alone on Snapchat, he keeps snapping you, won't leave you alone, keeps asking you to hang out. This actually happened to my friend one time. He kept asking her to like hook up and wouldn't leave her alone. He even drove to her house a few times, which was just like super scary. Turned out he was like a rapist. Yeah. Yeah, I know. So everyone's sitting there with jaw dropped. Yes, I had the same reaction too. He apparently raped two girls at a school. Not my story to tell. Not my story to tell. Anyway, so if you want a guy to leave you alone, block them, okay? You're not being a bitch. They won't leave you alone. That's their problem. Block them, unadd them, whatever. Don't open their snaps. Don't respond to their texts. If they call you, block them. They keep DMing you, block them, okay? It's not mean to block someone if they're bothering you or if you're scared, okay? That's not mean. This is what you're doing to feel more comfortable. If anyone says that you're being a bitch, you're not. You're scared, okay? It can be scary. And if a guy won't leave you alone, like, in person, I think that's when you need to, like, set some boundaries and straight up say, like, hey, dude, fuck off. I don't like you. You're creeping me out. Don't touch me. Don't do whatever. Or maybe tell your friends about it, how this guy won't leave you alone, and have them be with you. Walk with them. Like at school, don't interact with him. Walk past him. I mean, pretend he's not there. You don't see him. Ignore him. And I think that is also similar for like text or Snapchat too. You can also be straight up and say like, hey dude, leave me the fuck alone. And if he keeps saying things, again, block him and add him. But if you have to see this person at school, try to ignore him. I know it can be hard. You're in the same class. Try to just be like friendly, I guess, like nice, but not like overly nice. You don't have to say hi to them. You don't have to be so overly nice to this person, but you don't have to be a bitch, you know? But yeah, just tell them to leave you alone. And if they don't, block them. Next question is, how do I get over a breakup? So, just want to say, if you're going through a breakup, I understand. It's really hard, even if you were the one who did the breaking up, okay? It's hard. It sucks. It feels like nothing's going to get better. But I promise you, it does. I know I sound so cheesy, and everyone has probably told you this, but it does get better. And I think the best thing to get over a breakup is to focus on yourself, okay? Focus on ways that you can improve yourself. Maybe you want to exercise more, read more. Maybe you want to journal just to like get to know yourself. Go to a therapist, talk it out. Talk it out with your friends. Don't be afraid to cry. Like, it's okay to feel the things you feel. You could also try focusing more on your relationships you have with your friends. Because I know a lot of times when we can date people, it's really easy to get, like, what's the word? Kind of, like, consumed or, like, obsessed with, like, what's going on with them and just being with them and hanging out with them all the time and kind of just ignoring all your other friends and putting them on the back burner. I think it's important when you get out of a relationship to kind of go back and reacquaint with your friends, try to hang out with them, actively make an effort to have plans, call them, try to see what they're doing, ask them how they're doing, try to, like, I don't know, just spend time with them, spend time with your friends, spend time with the people who love you, give your energy to people who will give you good energy back. And super important, another thing that you can find a hobby, something fun you like to do. Maybe you want to start a YouTube channel, start a podcast. Maybe you want to start a little small business, read more, whatever. You like to run. Maybe you want to train for marathons, whatever. Just find something fun you can do and that it isn't for school. It isn't for anything else besides, like, just something that you enjoy doing and that you want to do. And if you don't know what you like doing, just try experimenting with things. Go to a yoga class. Go to a painting class. Get one of those meditation coloring books. Do an at-home workout. Pick up a book. Whatever. There's so many things that you can do and just experiment with. And kind of relating to breakups, I'm going to give you my story because it is kind of funny. This will be, I'll tell the one, actually no, I'll do both boyfriends because they're just funny as shit. So this happened freshman year. That's why I'm able to talk about it and make fun of myself. Because honestly, just like embarrassing, the guys I dated, it's truly embarrassing. Have I had a boyfriend since? No. Embarrassing. You know, it's fine. It's fine. I go to a small private school, okay? And I deleted Snapchat. It's kind of hard to talk to guys. Also, we're in a fucking pandemic, okay? It's like, it's a little hard. So, yeah. We'll start out with boyfriend number one. Well, I guess I'll say names because I don't think any of them listen. And honestly, I don't really care. And if people who go to my school listen, then that sucks for me. So first one we have is Sam. Oh, Sam. Sam's actually one of my good friends. We're friends now. We were always friends. We dated for a good 2 weeks. Okay. Yeah, it was pretty like a middle school relationship, but anyway, so our breakup. I did the breaking up. I think both times I broke up with someone, I broke up with them. But, so I remember this very clearly. I'll describe it for you. So at my school, there's like the high school and then you have to walk outside to go to the lunch building, which is just called the Buttery for some reason. It makes no sense. It's really stupid. And so my friend and I were walking back from the Buttery, we were walking to the upper school, like going back to class. And I was just walking with her and I was telling her, I was like, dude, I really don't think I can do this. He's just a friend. I only really said I would date him because, I mean, he was nice, we're friends, but there's really like nothing going on, you know? I think I let him hug me once and although I was like, no, you know, cause we were just like kind of friends. And I said, okay, I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to break up with him. And then, literally, he was walking right behind me. And he, like, jumped on my shoulder. And he was like, oh my gosh, hey. And I was like, oh, hey, hey, Sam. What's up? You know, and then my friend really had my back, walked quickly away. And so then that's when I did it. We were walking back. And I was like, hey, Sam. I don't remember exactly what I said. I was like, I don't really think this is working out. I don't think we should date anymore. And he was like, yeah, okay. And then literally the next hour, his friend came up to me. He was like, I hate you. And I was like, cool, fun times, love myself. But, I mean, I don't think you should guilt someone into breaking up. We were friends, and we're still friends, but it just, it wasn't that bad. That breakup wasn't that bad. Was not upset. Did I break up with him because I liked another guy? Yeah, maybe, okay. Maybe, that's where we're getting to the second one, part two. Ultimate tea. Everyone literally at school attacked me. They were like, oh my god, Carmen, you literally just broke up with Sam to your date Nate. That was my second boyfriend. And I was like, oh my gosh, no, no, I did not. Did I? Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah, I did. Okay. Not ashamed to say that. I did do that. So then, maybe 3 days later, Nate and I started dating. Okay. We dated for like 8 months, maybe, which was long. We were bros. He was my BFF. That just sounds stupid. Like, we were friends and we were like, I guess, attracted to each other, which is like gross. He's not cute. But anyway, so we actually broke up 2 times. T. So, the first time was not good, okay? Actually, both times were not good. And this was, I think, these breakups were worse because I did actually like him and we had been dating for a while. So first time, this was like March of freshman year. And I don't remember what it was about. We were at school and we got into a fight about something. Did we get it? I don't remember. But we were in like a room. No one else was there. But it was, it's called like a conference room. So it was just like attaches to the hallway. So the wall's kind of clear. So everyone can see me, right? Just walking past. And he was saying how he didn't think it was working out and how like we should break up. And I was like, okay. And I feel like we got in a fight about something. Maybe it was like vaping. He was like, he vaped a lot. I know, gross. And I did not like that, so we got into fights about that. It's super stupid. But anyway, long story short, he broke up with me. And actually, no, it was like kind of mutual, but also like, I feel like he initiated it. Or did I initiate it? Oh my god, guys, I can't remember. This is a horrible story. I'm feeling like I initiated it. Okay. I remember why. So, I initiated it. So, this is so embarrassing. Oh my god. Whatever. I don't care. You guys are my sisters. It's fine. So, so embarrassing. The day before I broke up with him, he had told me that he loved me. And I didn't say anything because I was like, what? And he was mad about that, okay? As a lot of boys are. Apparently, if you don't say back immediately, like, dude, can I think of my feelings, maybe? So he was mad about that, and we got into a fight about that. Me saying, how do I know if I love you if I've never been in love before? He'd be like, you just know, whatever. So we got into a fight about that, and so I broke up with him. And then the rest of the day at school, I was, like, crying. I looked so dead that I was going to say that might be the only time I cried in school. That's like such bullshit though. I've cried in school multiple times. But everyone was looking at me. Everyone knew we broke up. And then it was so awkward because we actually had a class together. We had math together. And we would always sit together. And then the day after we broke up, he just did not sit with me. He did not look at me. He didn't talk to me. And then I cried for like a week straight. And then we got back together. But I was like, I do love you. Did I? I don't really know. I don't know, T. But then, so we were dating again for like 3 months after that. And then we broke up, I think end of May, it was summer. And this was the tea. This is the tea part. So, remember this part very, very vividly, mainly because it made me piss. So, Nate and I were walking to the pool from my house because I have a neighborhood pool. And it was like school just got out maybe a week ago, end of May, beginning of June, right? We were walking to the pool. He was telling me about how he was going to his church camp. Literally what? His church camp the next week and how he was going with two of his best friends and he was really excited and how his best friends told him. He told this to me, okay? Told him. At camp, he should cheat on me. Yeah. Yeah. Like, the fuck? Sir? Who do you think you are? And I was like, oh my gosh, haha. Like, that's so funny. We were at the pool and I was just like kind of pissed. And then I was about to leave for church camp, I think. And, oh god, this makes me sound like a horrible person. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to have said I wasted like a year and have dated Nate for like a year. I can't do that. And it was like maybe 8-10 months. I don't remember. And so I literally called him. Okay. I called him and broke up with him. The worst thing I think I've done, like one of the top things that I feel so guilty about. Just because, like, how horrible is that? I felt so awful. And when I did it, I was like, I don't think we should date anymore. I don't remember what I said. And he was like, yeah, fine. Like, he didn't even say anything. And that made me so upset. And then the next week, he had, like, a girlfriend. I was like, the fuck? So, I was really upset about that for, like, 6 months, maybe? But anyway, just saying. The thing that helped me was focusing on myself, focusing on my friends, because I had really lost a few relationships, because my friends didn't really like him, and I kind of alienated myself. So just focus on yourself, focus on your friends, finding something fun to do, and you'll be good. Also, don't be afraid to cry. It's okay to be sad. Talk to your mom about it. Talk to your dad. I mean, that's, I think, helped with my relationship with my parents, was talking about the breakup, because they hated me. But they understood, and they knew what it felt like. So there's my little story. Hope that makes you feel a little better. I don't know. But yeah, I've never been broken up with. I think I, like, in both those relationships, I could just tell when things were going south, and I didn't want to be broken up with, so I did it first, you know? So I can't imagine how it feels on the other side, but it still feels pretty shitty to do the breaking up. Like, you still feel shitty. I was very upset about it, even though I was the one who broke up with him. So, if someone breaks up with you, don't think that they don't also feel shitty, because they probably do. Okay, next question. What do I do if they don't like me back? I think the biggest thing is to not stress so much about it, to not feel so bad about it. I mean, I think there's a lot of different reasons for why someone wouldn't like you back. That doesn't make you a horrible person. It's just some people just don't mesh well together and just don't really work together. And that's fine. So I think the biggest thing to do is that if someone's like, hey, this isn't really working out, or they just start like ghosting you, just like leave it. I mean, you could try to fight for it if you really, really actually do like them, but if it's just, like, someone you're just talking to on Snapchat, like, hey, yeah, it's sad for, like, a day, snap someone else, okay? They don't like you back. That's their loss. And you deserve better. You deserve someone who's going to actually like you, who's going to give you the light of day, okay? You deserve someone to ask you, hey, how was your day? Hey, you looked a little sad at school. How are you doing? Or someone just to give you a hug, okay? You don't deserve someone who's just going to ignore you or ghost you. And awesome, period. Okay. Some of the other questions. Let's see, I'm looking at my phone now. It says, what do you think is the most important trait a boy should have? So, I think that is an interesting question. But for me, I would say, if I'm wanting to date someone, like, personality-wise, I like funny guys, okay? If someone's not funny, it's like kind of boring. I like when someone's funny. I like someone who's like touchy. I don't know. Like someone who will hug me, will hold my hand, not someone who's like, ew, no, get away. Like my sister. Okay? I like someone to hold my hand. And I think like physically it doesn't really matter. I mean, hypothetically, guys I like, this is so bad, but I'm gonna say it, and you can all think I'm horrible. But, like, the boys I like kinda look like my brother. Isn't that weird? Like, you, incest, 10 o'clock, whatever. Anyway, not like actually look like him. Just like brown curly hair, brown eyes, tan, funny, whatever, sarcastic, which, I mean, not like looking identical to my brother, that'd be fucking weird. But just like similar traits, I think. But then like, in reality, like I've dated a blonde guy, dated a ginger, whatever, you know, like, have I dated someone with brown hair? No. And like, I don't know. People think I'm like, only like guys who have red hair, but that's such bullshit. It's only because I dated Nate who had red hair. I truly don't really care what someone looks like though, as long as they're funny, kind of like, I don't know, someone who's like nice but not too nice. If someone's too nice, I get bored. I like someone to challenge me, someone to not agree with everything I say. That pisses me off. Next question. This says, how do you respond to someone when they are dry texting? Someone's dry texting, they probably don't want to talk to you, which I mean sucks, but like, if they're not trying to continue the conversation, it's like you're talking to a wall, and that's not fun for anybody. So maybe like wait a few hours a day, text them back again later. Like, hey, are you okay? You haven't been texting me that much. Or, hey, are you okay? You haven't been saying much. And who knows? Maybe it's because they don't like you. Or maybe they're going through a family issue or stressed about school or have a test to study for and they don't have time to text you all day. Like, just try to think of things that they could be going through and text them again later. And then just see how that goes. Okay. How can I keep things less awkward? Great question. Been wondering that myself. I would say just be yourself. Don't try to like be something you're not. Be honest, okay? If you're feeling awkward, the other person probably is too. And that's okay. We all feel awkward at times. Just be like, hey, yeah, like this is awkward. Or just like be honest, be open, be vulnerable with someone. That'll make things less awkward. Or if something is like extremely awkward and you don't know what to do, maybe might not be the right person for you. Because I know a lot of times, like if I'm talking to a guy, it's just so awkward. I'm just like, no, this isn't a vibe. So I feel like most times, or at least a lot of times, it just like kind of clicks a little bit where you both have the same sense of humor. You can just talk for a while. So if it's like awkward all the time, maybe don't go for it. But if it's like awkward sometimes, I think that's normal with anything. I mean, it's awkward with friends. It's awkward with parents. It's okay to be awkward a little bit. Do you hate it when boys don't respond? Depends. What I really hate, or what kind of just like, I think it depends, how far along you've been, or how long you've been talking to them. Because if I've been talking to someone for like a month or two and they take forever to respond, yeah, I'll be a little pissed. Because I know there's like nothing better that this person has to do so they can text me. But if I'm just starting to talk to them, I don't really care. But then I think on the other side of things, if someone I just started talking to responds like 1 second after I send something, that makes me a little concerned. But if someone does that after you've been talking for a while or you've been dating, like, cute, oh my gosh, like, they like me. You know, I think it, again, just depends on what stage you are. So, next thing isn't a question, but just like a thing. Someone wants to know, flirting 101, okay? I got you. I'm like so bad at this. I would say that a lot of boys have told me this, that I am not a flirty person, which is funny because when I'm with my friends, I would say I'm like very touchy, I'm like funny or whatever. I love touching my friends, okay? It's how I show my love, you know? Physical touch, love languages, mwah. Anyway, I would say with guys, I'm not very flirty, and I've had people tell me that like I give off vibes to leave me alone. So I don't know if I'm the best person to ask. But I would say flirting with someone, just like treat them like your friend, but like a good friend, you know, someone you've known for a while. Talk to them a lot. If you see them at school, I know it's like hard with like a mask, but like look at them. Body language says a lot. You touch their arm, whatever. I don't know. This sounds like so stupid saying this, but just like, guys, I don't know. I suck at flirting. That's why I've only had boyfriends in freshman year. Or like talking over Snapchat. I don't know. Just like be nice. Be friendly. Try to be honest. Show yourself. Be funny. Do whatever. Just be honest. Should you break up with a guy if he's going to college, or like before he goes to college, if one of you is in high school and the other one is going to college? So I would say that I don't know if I have a strong opinion about this, because again, I think it depends. But for me, I wouldn't want to date someone if they're going to college, or if I'm going to college and the guy's still in high school. I don't vibe with that. I don't like that. So I would say break up before, but I know people who try to go into college dating someone they dated in high school, but truly, I don't think that's realistic. Majority of the time, you're not going to marry the person you're dating in high school. Who cares? personally, I feel like dating in high school is supposed to be fun. It's not about having a long-ass relationship. Okay, me saying this after dating someone for 8 months. Yeah, that's what I learned, okay? It's just about having fun. You definitely don't need to stay with them just because. And if you've been wanting to break up, it's a good time. It's a good time. And I think it gives you a fresh start, and it's like nothing is really holding you back. So, I mean, just do it. It's not a big deal. How do you approach boys when you have a fear of being rejected? I would say that everyone, I think, kind of has a fear of being rejected, or like a fear of someone not liking you. Because, I mean, it sucks. Yeah, it really sucks. But I think it's just about going for it. It's about being brave, you know? I think a lot of people, when they hear about bravery, they're like, oh, that person wasn't scared. No, that person was probably scared shitless, but like, they did it anyway, okay? They did it even though they were scared. So just try to be brave. I know it's scary, but just try to push through and it'll be okay. And the more times you like reach out or ask someone out or try to make the first move, you'll be less scared of being rejected and it won't be as bad. So again, practice just. And don't be so upset if someone says no. There's always other guys that you can ask and it'll be okay. What happens if you like the same boy as your friend? Should you tell them? Ooh, tea. I would say that it depends on how much you like this person and how much you know your friend likes this person. If your friend is talking about this boy all day, every day, and she seems like super smitten with him, she's talking about him all the time, I would try to back off, okay? If you only like him like a little bit, you're like, meh, he's fine. Because your friends come first. Your friends are going to last, or what, or, oh my gosh, why can I not speak? Your friends are who are going to last longer, not some random scrawny high school boy, okay? So I would either tell her you like him or just try to back off and let her take this one, okay? Story time about this. I talked about this in my middle school episode. It was called, like, Exposing My Middle School Self. Sort of a few months ago, I read all my journal entries. Oh my god, it was so fun. It was such a blast. Fun times. But in that episode, I talked about how in 8th grade, my entire friend group liked the same guy. But we didn't tell each other we all liked him. But, I mean, we knew at the end and we laughed about it. But we all liked the same guy. But none of us, like, really, really liked him. We all just thought he was kind of cute. So if it's like that, I mean, I think it's fine and you don't really have to say anything. But if either of you really likes him, then be honest with your friend. Just tell them and I think she'll understand. Or at least she'll be like, okay, well, what do we do about this? Or let's both just back off and not really bother with him because we think our friendship is better and we don't want to let a guy get in between you. Next question. What do you do if you think you still like your ex? Ooh, Okay, biggest thing. You guys just broke up, like a few days ago, or a week ago, or a month ago, or not that long ago. Give it time, okay? Give it time. Breaks are always good. Sure, you can get back together, but usually my philosophy is that you broke up for a reason, okay? You broke up for a reason, and if you get back together, you'll probably break up again for that same reason. So really, I don't think it's worth it getting back together. If you think you like him, that's okay. It's okay to like your ex after you break up, okay? It's okay. It's normal. I mean, if you're with someone for a long time, of course you're still gonna have feelings for them. It doesn't just like go away just like that, you know, just like with a snap of your fingers. That's not realistic. But that doesn't mean you have to get back with them and put yourself through that. It's like, I saw something on TikTok about getting back with your exes, watching the same movie again and expecting a different ending, you know? And I think that's really interesting because if you've already been through it, why, like, do it again? Who wants to watch a movie again, you know? So that's just what I think. This next question, I think it might be the last one, but it says, how do you make friends with boys even if they don't talk to you because of Corona? Well, first thing, you would obviously need to get them to talk to you. So try reaching out, try asking them questions, try FaceTiming them, asking them about homework if you're doing school. Just like try reaching out and you making the first moves, because maybe this person is shy. Maybe they don't feel so comfortable. Maybe they're busy. Just try doing that. And I think the big thing with like Corona is that you're going to have to talk online, DM them, Snapchat them. I think FaceTime is definitely the best. You just want to talk, talk on the phone. I mean, the more you do it, the less uncomfortable. I think the cutest thing is sending like voice messages or like talking on video. Like that's my favorite. It's so adorable. So do that. It's cute. And try getting their Snapchat, DMing them on Instagram, texting them, whatever. And I think that'll be help. And then also, if you're willing, you could try to hang out. I mean, of course, because of Corona, you might not want to, but like you can hang out with masks or not, maybe socially distant outside. It depends. But yeah, those were all the questions. Great questions from y'all. I hope this helped. I hope you enjoyed my embarrassing story times about my questionable choices freshman year. But don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. You already know. Second time. Hope you do it. And I just want to say that you do not need a boyfriend, okay? I truly think I wasted so much time freshman year having a boyfriend. I didn't do so many things I wanted to do. And I really don't think it's a big deal. Like, fuck around. Who cares? It's high school. It's not a big deal. It's a time to have fun. You don't need to be in a serious relationship. You're not getting married, okay? It's not a big deal. It's fine. Just, like, have fun. Try to make friends. I think it always helps if you're friends with the person first. So just try to get to know them first before, like, dating them. And then it'll be a better relationship. But, yeah, men ain't shit, and you got this. So don't forget to check out the links in the description of this episode. Find my blog, newsletter, email, etc. You already know. Everything's there. Don't forget to also listen to my other episode about boys from the September, October, maybe a while ago. But there I talked a lot about some of my TikTok crushes. Ooh, I don't even remember who I talked about. It's probably super questionable now. But I mean, go and listen to it. You can go make fun of me. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at the Girly Girl Podcast if you haven't already. Thank you for all the love on Instagram and TikTok on social media in general. You guys are the best, and I love y'all so much. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please let me know if there's anything else you want to see. And yeah, love y'all. Hope you have an amazing week. Men ain't shit. You're a bad bitch. And I'll see you next week. Bye!